When in the ancient world people thought about a great military political hero, they would think back about people like Alexander. When his father died, Alexander was 20. He very quickly took over not just his father Philip's throne and the empire of Macedonia, but very quickly conquered Greece and then set about conquering the rest of the known world. And to the point that the death of Alexander the Great, when he was just 33, he had indeed so completely conquered the rest of the world that he suggested, and the people very quickly gave him this title of the Divine One. The time of Jesus, the most obvious figure was Augustus. He was only 19 when in 44 BC his great uncle Julius Caesar had been assassinated. And then Augustus began to set about bringing unity to a greatly divided Roman Senate, and established the Roman Empire, and indeed brought unity to the whole of the empire, and established himself as a great leader. But then you get Jesus. And Jesus and the way that he lives and represents is completely antithetical to all of this great military power. He doesn't reign by military might. He doesn't establish an army. He doesn't control by fear, by force, by violence. As St. Paul in our powerful second reading today tells us, that though he was by very nature God, Jesus did not cling to that equality with God, but emptied himself, taking on the human condition and being humbly, yet he accepted death. And not just an ordinary death, but death on a cross. Because it's there, it's on the cross of Jesus that every single one of us is able to see the power of God at work, what true authority looks like. All throughout human history, we've been more like Alexander and Augustus. We're told that the first sin that Adam committed was to try and cling to this identity with God, to try and know good and evil, to say, I want to be God. And the Lord said, no, I've already given all that you need. And then right throughout the history of the Jewish people, who the Lord said, I want you to be my servants. I want you to be the people who receive from me all that you need. But the Jewish people kept saying, no, we want authority. We want our own kingship. We want to be just like all the other nations. We want to have all of this in our own right. And still to today, we have people, perhaps ourselves, who continue to say, I deserve this, I demand this, I need this, it's all about me. And in the midst of this, Jesus continues to be before us, standing there, vulnerable, naked, empty. He's able to claim everything as God. He's able to claim the very authority of God. He's able to have all that he needs. But instead he says, no, I surrender it all. I let go of it all. I release it all for us. For our sake, he accepted this. For our sake, he showed us the way that divinity really looks like, what true and profound worship of God can lead to. Not to glory, not to greatness, not to everything that is beautiful and wonderful, but the stark brutality of the cross. And until we begin to understand that it's on the cross, it's at that moment in human history when the power and the glory of God is truly revealed, that it's only at that moment when Jesus empties himself, surrendering himself, giving himself, becoming our slave, becoming a servant, accepting only to say yes to whatever it is that the weight of the world's sin would throw upon him. Until we're able to stare at the cross and to worship the Lord who reveals himself on the cross, only then will we truly understand what that full human flourishing and authority is meant to be about, because only then will we understand what divinity, what true God is like. Indeed, this week is a chance to reflect upon the cross and to bring our hearts and lives before the Lord and to say, Lord, help me to understand what you did for me that day. Help me to reflect upon the power and the glory of the cross. Help me to understand how much I am loved. I don't need to cling to things. I don't need to claim things. I don't need to have all this power and authority. I'm loved as I am, the sinner that I am. And Lord, just as you surrendered it all, Lord, help me to surrender it as well. Help me to give to you so that I can receive the love and the wonder that comes when we truly worship and give ourselves to God.